Right, time now for our latest stock pick for 2017. And to add her name to the pot is Nerina Fisser, who is ETF strategist at ETF SA. Nerina, happy new year.
Thank you very much, Vicky. I hope it's going to be a healthy and a happy one for you.
For you as well. Now, I can't remember if you played last year. I can't hold you accountable.
What I definitely know is that I would not have picked any stocks. If I did pick anything, it would have been ETFs. So
okay.
I think I was out anyway. So let's get my hat in the ring for the 2017 game.
Okay. And you're sticking with that, with an ETN?
Yes. Two picks, an ETF and an ETN.
Okay.
And the first one is the Satrix Indy 25 ETF. Now, this one is a long-term top performer across the board, even outperforming most of the unit trusts that are available in South Africa. But over the last year, it certainly has been hampered by the strong rand.
Mm.
It was held back in large part by SAB Miller before its takeover by AB InBev. And I think we now suddenly find the Indy 25 sitting at a relatively low level compared to where it's been historically.
Okay.
And on the premise that I think we can see the rand, certainly towards the second half of this year, resume its depreciating trend, for me, this is a good way to get exposure to the rand hedges, because the industrial index is mostly made up of the large dual-listed industrial stocks in our market. So that one is my first pick for tonight.
Number two?
Number two is the China, the DD Extractor MSCI China Exchange Traded Notes, the ETN. And, you know, so much focus at the moment is on certainly on the US and I guess to some extent Brexit in Europe as well. But, of course, China is still the second largest economy in the world. But when you look at the size of China in the world equity markets, it's severely underrepresented, mostly because of a legacy of those shares not being allowed to be held by foreigners. This is changing. And for me, this is a long-term investment pick that I do. At your peril, you are underexposed to China. And so this is one that I certainly would buy for the long term, ride out short-term volatility, and just know that 10 years from now, it will be the biggest economy and probably biggest stock market
in
the world.
And you'll be on the right side of history. Let's leave it there. Thanks, Nerina. Nerina Fisser is the ETF strategist at ETF SA. We're back tomorrow. Bye-bye.